And before we finish up our lesson, let me mention a couple of other new Guitar by Ear titles. I did two lessons on open G tuning. One is called Open G Tuning Chords and Scales. And so that's the scales and chords you would use in open G tuning. And then another lesson entitled The Open G Riffs of Keith Richards. And this focuses specifically on a lot of the opening riffs that Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones used and a lot of the songs that they did in open G tuning. The riffs that are covered in this lesson are the ones that go to Start Me Up, Honky Tonk Women, Brown Sugar, Jumping Jack Flash, Tumbling Dice, You Can't Always Get What You Want, and Wild Horses. So if you always wanted to learn those opening phrases and the underlying riffs that make up these songs in open G tuning, check out that lesson. Now let's get back to our lesson of the month.
Now to end this song, we will not stay on that last chord long at all. We'll hit it and go right to the first string, fifth fret with the second finger. So if we go from the last verse, it will sound like this. Then after that, we slide our first finger down to the second fret first string, and then we let our third finger hit the fourth fret of the second string. So if we go from that last A major 7, we have this. Practice that over and over and over again from that A major 7. After that, you hit the first string open, and then the second fret of the first string. Always when practicing this lick, practice it from that A major 7 chord. So you can practice snapping down to that second finger on the first string. After that, we hit the second string 3rd fret, and then the first string open. So if we take it from that last A major 7, we have this. Now practice just that much over and over and over again. Now we're ready for the next note. It will be the second string, second fret with our first finger, followed by the second string, third fret with our second finger. If we take it from that last A major 7, it will sound like this. After that, we hit the second string open, and then the second string, second fret with the first finger. If we go from the A major 7, we have this. Now practice that much of this ending lick over and over again. After that, we'll hit the 3rd string 2nd fret with our 1st finger and then the 2nd string open. So if we take it from the last A major 7, we'll have this. When you get it up to speed, it will sound like this. Now practice just that much of the lick over and over again until you have it down. Then practice attaching it to the last verse, which will now sound like this. Now we're ready for the last chord of the song, and it's an A major 9. If you'll play the A major 7 we used earlier, where we have the 2nd finger on the 4th string 2nd fret, 1st finger on the 3rd string 1st fret, and our 3rd finger on the 2nd string 2nd fret, what we're going to do is we're going to remove the 3rd finger so that the 2nd string is now open, and I want you to strum the bottom 5 strings. So if we go from that last A major 7 that goes into this little run, here's what it will sound like. There's that chord. Once again. Now practice the lick by itself, that last little run, starting with the A major 7, then go back and practice the whole last verse with this ending. Finally, to add the finishing touches on this, we're going to use some false harmonics. Now, to do this, we're going to keep the A major 9 chord that we just played in the left hand. It stays in place. But with our right hand, we're going to take our index finger and go right over the 12th fret. We are not going to push it down. We're just going to lightly touch it with our index finger of the right hand. Left hand is staying in place. And then with our thumb, we're going to pluck the string to the right of where our index finger is touching it. And the more distance you can get between your index finger and your thumb, the better. But that's what it should sound like. If you're a little too much to the left or to the right, you just get a dull thud. If you're right over that wire, right over that 12th fret wire, you'll get that. That's the first string. Then move up and do the same thing on the second string, right over the 12th fret wire. For the third string, we've got to go up one fret, so we'll be over the 13th fret wire. The reason we do this is because we have the first fret of the third string down with our left hand. Keep in mind now, our left hand is still holding that chord. Only our right hand is moving. So now we're going to lightly chime the 13th fret. Now remember, with my index finger, I am not pushing down on the string. I'm just touching the string right above the wire. And then finally, for my fourth string, I'll have to go up even one more fret so that now I am over the 14th fret wire because I've got the second fret down with my left hand. So those four harmonics, or false harmonics, will sound like this. If I put it in context with the very ending, starting with that last A major 7 chord, here's what it will sound like. What a very nice, flashy ending for a very beautiful song. Now that you have this much of it, you can go back to the very beginning and play the song from the very beginning all the way to the end. If there are parts in it that are difficult, work on them separately over and over and over again till your hands can make the jump or till your right hand can get the right fret when it does the false harmonics. Wherever the weak spot is, work on that, polish it up real good, and then attach it to the rest of the song. You don't want to practice your mistakes or pauses in the song over and over again because then you're just practicing pauses. Don't want to do that. Polish out and perfect the trouble spots and then attach them to the rest of it. What I want to do here at the end of the tape is I want to play the song one more time from the beginning for you so that you don't have to keep rewinding the tape to go back to the beginning to hear the whole thing. So here's the whole thing from the very beginning. Once you've perfected this song as a slow ballad, you can also play it as an upbeat bossa nova. It will sound something like this when you do it.